Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Benji Shulman, thank you for joining us, Director of Public Policy at the South African Zionist Fed. How are you?
Morning, Howard. How are you doing?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. The relationship between Israel and South Africa, well, I guess they were kind of forced, the South African government, to actually say why they value it. And they really value it because of the Palestinians, don't they?
You know, Howard, I think that there's an interesting dichotomy going on at the moment in South Africa amongst what's, on the one hand, ANC policy towards Israel,
uh-huh.
and on the other hand, you have South African policy towards Israel. Because if you look at the ANC policy, it's all about downgrades and you know, they all sorts of horrendous things that they say and whatever. But at the same time, the South African government's policy in some respects is the same as the American government policy or the UK government policy. It's kind of two-state solution. We want to have we want to have peace between the two neighbors and engagement and all these sorts of things. And I think what we're seeing is a rubbing up of what the ANC would be pushing for, but what the government can actually do.
Right. So we do have this split approach. I guess the ANC, knowing that the government has a separate approach to them, can afford, therefore, to be as vocal and as popularist as they want to be.
I think that they can, and I think it also serves them. You're talking about a party that's very much under pressure. They're losing elections. They can't pay their own staff. And they very often search around for foreign enemies, right? And you see this not just on our issue. Gwede Mantashe was talking about this when it came to energy the other day. So a foreign enemy is a very important thing in the ANC's worldview. And Israel is a great topic, therefore, to talk about because that's how they approach their politics.
Yeah, absolutely right. But they did come out with a statement recently, and that was following the appointment of the Israeli ambassador to South Africa. Give us some background here.
So what's happened, Howard, is that we don't currently have an ambassador in Israel from South Africa, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. But we have a fully functioning embassy. If you go to the DIRCO website, that's the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, you'll see that Israel's listed as having an embassy. It just doesn't have an ambassador. And for some time, we also haven't had an Israeli ambassador in South Africa, not for any political reason, just that the previous ambassador finished his term and the new ambassador was yet to arrive.
Right.
And so when he arrived, he followed the same protocol that all ambassadors do, and at the same time. So you saw the Cuban ambassador and a whole bunch of others all getting their accreditation at the same time. And DIRCO put out a tweet simply showing the picture of President Cyril Ramaphosa giving over the credentials. And this caused an uproar, quite rightly, because what a lot of social media was saying was that you guys are not prepared to let Lalela go, to Miss SA, go to Israel. But you obviously have these ties with Israel yourselves, so it doesn't make any sense. And I think that's where some of this furore came from, where suddenly, and it was a trending topic for a day in South Africa, 24 hours, social media across the board was saying to the South African government, you're being a complete hypocrite here. And I think that DIRCO was kind of forced to respond to say, hey guys, actually we do have ties and this is kind of partly why.
It's interesting because the hypocrisy accusation is not untrue. And in fact, it could have come on both sides, those who support it from those who support Israel and those who don't.
Indeed, and we saw that. I mean, I think the dominant narrative was very much, you know, people not understanding what was going on. And the, you know, the headline out of that period was, you know, the government owes Lalela an apology. But I think that where DIRCO suddenly put the statement out was from what you're saying that the other side, there was also statements from the SACP and COSATU and a lot of Cyril allies saying, well, you know, this is hypocrisy and, you know, you shouldn't be dealing with an ambassador at all. And I think DIRCO kind of found itself stuck between this very outraged public on both ends and was trying to explain away why it has relations with Israel. And it has relations with Israel on all sorts of reasons, but the easiest one politically was to say, oh, well, we need them for the Palestinians.
And did that placate anybody?
Look, I don't think that there's such a thing as placation on this issue in South Africa. You know, people sort of have their corners more or less and they stick to them. What I can say is that the South African government in all spheres is actually continuously engaging with Israel on all sorts of things. And you see it quite often if for example, with the NPA, there's a number of high profile international legal cases where there's quite clear cooperation. Just the other day, the Department of Water Affairs did a project with an Israeli company to clean up the most polluted dam in South Africa, in Mafeking. So there's actually quite a lot of government stuff that goes on behind the scenes. It's just that Durco is the guys who take the front end of it.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. And I think we will probably continue to see this hypocrisy for some time to come, until government certainly has the courage to say that they do have a relationship with Israel, which they do. And until that is no longer the case, which hopefully never will be, there's no reason not to cooperate and not to enjoy the benefits of that mutual relationship. It is 8:30. Benji Shulman, thank you as always. Director of Public Policy at the South African Zionist Federation, explaining to us about the relationship between Israel and South Africa.